second D sharp maybe might be easier around here as a B, as an E flat basis. We'll see. So the D sharp. So basses, you only have three pitches here. The first note, down a major second, and down a major major third. So note, down major second, down a major third. So let's just see. Without looking at the score, just this pitch. Actually, you know, let's do something else. Let's start on a C. Let's start up there. So. Down a major second. Down a major third. Drop. So now to the D sharp. Yeah, it's flat. It's flat. Keep lifting. Ah. And tenors, again, start to see. So tenors, you sing from the note up a major second and then down a minor second. Very simple. So so now you don't have to look at the score, just let me, or be with me. This pitch. Between the bass and the alto there? A perfect fifth. again, so we can tune to that as we go. Basically, you're a little bit, sorry, it's a tripod, never mind. Scratch what I said. I was looking there. Once again, same thing. Major third. so it's like a major triad, and a major third down. So, again.
Oh.
thinking kind of several things, primary, secondary. Primary thinking is, what are my intervals that I am singing? The secondary thing is, to what can I tune? To which voice can I tune at any particular moment? Which means that we always have to be aware in advance of what's going on in at least one other part. I don't think it's really possible to be aware of three other parts, because the scenarios are just so complex. And there's more to it. Everything you're singing, though, is doubled in the orchestra. So you'll also be able to listen to a part in the orchestra, and I'll tell you what they are as we go. Not necessarily today, but as we go on. So, from 26. So, bass tenor.